still, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
TGIF. Thank God it's February. February, Friday the 7th, which means next week this time we'll be saying happy Valentine's Day to our numero unos and happy belated Valentine's Day the day after to our Dos Equis.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of DJs on V-Day spinning the ones and twos, Sybil. But enough about being Mary Jane. Let's stay in our lane and count down these contenders, shall we? Contender number one and two are the Denver Broncos and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, because neither one of them really played at the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Contender number three was going to be Pam Oliver and her weave, but I believe it's time to focus on what the sisters achieve and leave her weave alone, and plus it's Black History Month, no black-on-black crime. Contender number three was also at the Super Bowl. Y'all saw Joe Namath at the Super Bowl wearing a full-length mink coat, sunglasses, and two fine-ass blonde white women on his arms. That's why I'm putting Joe Namath on my list for stealing my dream. I hate you, Joe Namath, but damn it, I respect you, Joe Namath. Contender number four, Montgomery County Popo, for pulling me over seven deep on Tuesday like I was a celebrity heroin dealer, and I had a car full of Colorado, Sybil, because some cross-eyed, colorblind, nearsighted cell phone worker named Jeffrey Ohan, who works on the corner of Colesville Road and Fenton Street by the Fillmore in Silver Spring, Maryland, assumed I was the black man in the black coat that stole a cell phone from his store earlier, even though I never set foot in the store. But Jeffrey Ohan saw the bro man across the street from his stone man and called 5-0 man, but no man, you're contender number five, you profiling piece of shiggity. Contender number six is Subway for putting the same chemical in their bread they use in rubber shoes and elasticity. All that rubber in their bread and RG3 couldn't bounce back, y'all. Rubber in the Subway sandwiches. Who knew when I was ordering a foot long, I was really ordering a Magnum. Thomas J., I'm sorry. Magnums are for us brothers who are a little, never mind. Sybil, explain to them off air, okay? Tom, Sybil J., did y'all hear Clay Aiken was running for Congress?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he can win, but he has a lot of people behind him. Contender number seven, Leon Isaac Kennedy. Y'all see Leon Isaac Kennedy opening letters to an Ebony magazine. He said Ebony's making him look bad after an article they wrote in 2013 about him and Jane Kennedy's infamous movie. Y'all remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Fist of Fury?
Fist of Fury.
Oh, too sweet. It's some kind of salty about that article, y'all. And you know when they saw him this time, back then, you know he want that money. Contender number eight, the King Boys. Tom Sybil J., Dr. Martin Luther King Boys, a.k.a. the Civil Rights Children of the Corn, are supposedly trying to sell their father's Nobel Peace Prize and a personal Bible that President Obama used when he was sworn in the second time around to a private seller. Now, Sister Dr. Bernice King said it ain't happening. These items are sacred and they aren't for sale. Tom Sybil J., that's like Colonel Sanders' kids trying to sell the Colonel's recipe. Hell, even Rodney King kids ain't trying to sell his Billy Club and his bottle of Advil, Sybil.
Wow.
DMX, you are the Bama of the week. Wait, why in the hell would you agree to fight that bloated bastard Zimmerman anyway? Who's going to be your corner man, Dr. Drew and Ayala Von Zant? And who's going to be in Zimmerman's corner, Dick Cheney and Satan? Which would be amazing because no one has ever seen them two together. DMX, you are the Bama of the week.
Week, week, week.